Ye Shall Receive Power, June 28. Heavenly Agencies Waiting for Us. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Lord calls for every talent and ability to be put to use. When the reproach of indolence and slothfulness shall have been wiped away from the church, the Spirit of the Lord will be graciously manifested. Divine power will combine with human effort. The church will see the providential interpositions of the Lord God of hosts. The light of truth will be diffused. The knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ whom he has sent. As in the apostles' time, many souls will turn unto the Lord. The earth will be lighted with the glory of the angel from heaven. If the world is to be convinced of sin as transgressors of God's law, the agency must be the Holy Spirit working through human instrumentalities. The church needs now to shake off her death-like slumber, for the Lord is waiting to bless his people who will recognize the blessing when it comes and diffuse it in clear, strong rays of light. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. And I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. If the wilderness of the church is to become as a fruitful field, and the fruitful field to be as a forest, it is through the Holy Spirit of God poured out upon his people. The heavenly agencies have long been waiting for the human agents, the members of the church, to cooperate with them in the great work to be done. They are waiting for you. So vast is the field, so comprehensive the design, that every sanctified heart will be pressed into service as an agent of divine power. Let all who believe the truth for this time put away their differences. Put away envy and evil speaking and evil thinking. Press together, press together. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently.